राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणम्। मई सो मच हम्बल ऑबेसियंसेस इन द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी। आई एम सेम इन द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। वंस इन नवद्वीप परिक्रमा two disciples of my Gurudev were quarreling themselves, taking the burning sticks, burning oats from kitchen, and both were quarreling very much. Someone came and told my Gurudev, oh, they are two are quarreling very much, you should manage anything, or they are not listening anyone. Guru Maharaj told, let them quarrel. They should quarrel so much. And after that, they should go to court and file case against each other. I am not like a judge. I have not come to always sit in court and to decide worldly things. I have not told them to quarrel. I told that those who want to do bhajan of Krishna, trinadapi suni chena tarorapi sahishununa amanina manadena, in this way following this principle, very humble like blade of grass, more tolerant than trees, not trees never complain anything to anyone. If even they are cutting, he is drying but never once water, always serving others. You can throw any stone and he will give sweet fruit. His bark, his fruit, his wood, his everything, it's is for others. So I have told them, I have come to help them in transcendental love and affection of Krishna. I have not come like a judge. Oh, there are in India and in Bengal all thousands of courts you can go and complain, no harm. For this thing you should not come to me. Also you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, and one, I don't remember his Baninath perhaps, he had taken so many money from King Gopinath Pattanayak, a brother of Raya Ramananda, very dear to Mahaprabhu. He was given a state to collect money, and he was collecting but never giving to King. So he was guilty. So the son of King went there and told that, why you are not giving? And he arrested and brought him to court, and he decided that tomorrow he should be given life sentence, put to death. Death sentence. All became very worried, also devotees also. They came to Mahaprabhu and complained, oh, you should save him. Oh, you want that I should go to king? I can never. I have not told to do so. If he is taking money from his state, why he should not paying? His due, he must due. I will not interfere. Let him go to that. I am not court and I am not come for this. I have come to give you only love and affection of Krishna. I can help you. So, myself also I am not court. You can go to courts if you have some dispute like this thing. I am not told that you should quarrel with your wife or wife should quarrel with his husband. And for this, from India, I am not coming like a court. I have come simply to help devotees. How we can advance? Lakhs and lakhs bus. We are quarreling in courts here, there. But I have not come for this. This is not my duty. So don't come with these things with me. Oh, you can go direct to court and you can decide there. I don't want to waste and your worship. Or if you have so problem in chanting, remembering, you are weak, I can help so much. My life is for that. Understand? If you have some desire to serve Krishna, I can make you strong. But if you have no faith in name and guru, in Krishna, how can I help? If you don't want to do all these things, you are free, independent to do all these things, bogus things, sense gratifications, what can I do? But if you want to be happy forever, you'll have to faith in, a strong faith in Krishna name. From history, we are seeing, from Vedas, Purana, everything, a man cannot be happy, a woman cannot be happy if she is not chanting and remembering Krishna. Never. So, you should know that if you want to be happy, you should follow this path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ved, Upanishad, Shastra are telling same thing. My request, you should not quarrel with each other, wife and husband. You should be tolerant. Otherwise your life will be spoiled. Don't make all these things. Be like Indian chaste ladies and Indian chaste husband. Like Ram, like Sita, like Gopi, like Krishna, like Savitri, Satyavan and so many. Anushuya, Patri and all others. Here also I am saying there are so many sincere senior devotees of very peacefully, very peacefully. I become happy to see them. So you should be happy forever. Now, same thing today. Gundicha, Mandir, Marjana. I think in classes you have explained all these things. Ban Maharaj has done how much? 20 minutes? How much? Two? Only 2.5. Oh, then he has not told anything. He should speak at least 4-5 hours. He made. And you? No class? Why? You? No class. Only one class aaj hua. So, tum log? No. Only one class was in morning perhaps. Why? I want that 2-3 classes should be done. Nagar Sankirtan and all should be done.
But now in the afternoon there will be Nagar Sankirtan, so there's only time for one class.
What?
Now in the afternoon is Nagar Sankirtan, so only in morning perhaps.
So today is Gundicha Mandir Marjan. Gundicha is the name of the queen of Indradyumna Maharaj. Who is Indradyumna? Indradyumna was in Satya Yuga when creation was done, or very nearer to that. There was a king named Indradyumna. And his queen was named Gundicha. Oh, there were very high class of devotees. Though they were king and queen, but always engaged in the service of Krishna. One day, he was in his council two saints, travelers in whole holy places of world, especially of India. They came there, and in night they spent there. And they told that they are coming from a very high class of Tirtha, holy place, and they have seen, taken darshan of Ki Madho? Neel Madho. Neel Madho means, Neel means blue Madho. Anyone who will take darshan, they will have not to return in this world, forever they will be liberated with 400. And they are the associate of Narayana. So, anyone, even not reached, but if he has a vow that I will go tomorrow there, and if it is dead here, but even he will be 400 and go to Vaikunth. After that, we will explain all this in tomorrow. But he anyhow went to Jagannath Dev, Neel Madhav, and he discovered Jagannath Balde Subhadra. They came in the form of a tree trunk, log of radish. Everywhere there was symptom of Sankha Chakra, Gada Padma, everywhere. And it was very heavy, very heavy. Anyhow, the king was there and he wanted to take off from water, from ocean, but he could not. He engaged so many elephants, so many his police and everything, military and soldiers, but he could not. Anyhow, he came and prayed with Daitas. And after praying, he prayed that, oh Prabhu, you are Himself God, Supreme Personality of God. Please be seated in my chariot. And very easily then he came. And anyhow, by this, Himself Krishna came in the shape of a Brahman, carpenter. And anyhow he made three, Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra. But there was some defect. He told that king and queen, I will take 21 days. Don't disturb. Don't open my room. Kato? Don't open in middle. Don't disturb me. I am locking my door from inside. And you should wait for 21 days, then I will complete. And then when I will tell you should open, otherwise not. And he took his all instruments and he entered. After 14 days, queen was very much anxious, worried. that he was Brahman, and no sound coming from inside. And now it is 14th day. He had not taken anything, water or any meal there. So it may be that he had been tired, he had died. What to tell, what to do? She became very worried. And he requested the king that, oh my husband, you should anyhow try to open and see, otherwise he will die and Brahmahatya will come to us. Brahmahatya, you know? Please do hurry. King told that he has asked me not to open within 21 days. How I can open? But she again and then the question. Then king anyhow called carpenters and they cut away the doors and he opened. Oh, that Brahman, what you did in the middle? And at once he told that, now it is 14th day, more 7 days, I wanted to make it very beautiful. Why you opened the door? Now what I have done? Only their round eyes, not completed. I think that it is the wish of himself God, Jagannath. Otherwise, I have done and you have not disturbed. Anyhow, what is done? And telling this, he disappeared. Oh, then that person was not simply a Brahmin carpenter. Oh, he was himself Krishna. Then they began to lament. Anyhow, then from Jagannath temple, the three deities, Jagannath, Baldeva and Subhadra. He also told in his sky, aerial voice, now you should take me to Sundarachalam, that is Gundicha Mandir. Why Gundicha Mandir? Because the request of the queen, all thing has been done. So this temple, one or two miles from Jagannath temple, this temple where he goes for 9 days.
10 days.
It is called Gundicha Mandir Marjan, Gundicha Mandir. And there Jagannath goes. Why? Because living there, it seems that place is Dwaraka. So with thousands of queens, he's there. But sometimes he remembers Vrindavan. And then he cannot control himself. Anyhow, I'm sick. I want to go somewhere for changing weather. So Lakshmi Devi tells, you can go. But you should return very soon.
Don't go alone.
So he told, yes, I will not go alone. He took Baldev Prabhu and Subhadra Devi with him in chariot. And thus went to Gundicha Mandir there. That is Vrindavan. To meet Gopi, Nand Baba and all. He took only Subhadra and Baldev. Baldev was his brother. Subhadra had so much affection for Gopi. And he kept them all to Nanda Bhavan. And he went to Vrindavan, playing with Gopis. So, this function is done every year from Satyaju. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Kashi Mishra, Sarvam Bhattacharya and others that to king you can take permission that this year myself with my associates, I will serve their Gundicha Mandir. we will clean, we will broom there. We will clean ourselves. No need of sending any servant from where? From king. No need. We only want that some brooms and some pitchers should be given to us. Only these. So hundreds and thousands of thousands of pitchers and brooms were given. And thus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking his all associates, like all the Gaudiya Bhakta who came from Bengal, more than thousands, and Uriya Bhakta from Odisha, also so many thousands, they accompanied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and with Kirtan, having Mridanga, so many Mridangs, more than 14, 15, and so many Kartal, dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave me this garland to all, and Chandan to all. To all. Personally he gave. And then they began to sing. And they made a what?
Chain.
All were singing, dancing so much, but with broom here and pitcher there or here, all. And they went to Gundija Mandir. Mahaprabhu first began to broom. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, all brooming. They first took big stones and all other things. Second time, again, some small. And third time, again, all dust they took. And after that, they went inside the temple, outside, inside, everywhere they cleaned roof. And then they told, O Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Advaita Acharya, and Bhakreshwar Pandita, the very old persons and very high person, they should be inside room, and others should take jaw feature and go to Indradyumna Sarovar, very weak pond, by the name of Indradyumna. And from there they should bring water. And they began to bring water. Oh, lakhs persons, only telling what? Krishna, Krishna, giving to another. Krishna, Krishna. Who was taking? Krishna, Krishna. Brooming, Krishna, Krishna. All thing was going on only by the name of Krishna, Krishna. No sound other. If in hurry, any feature was broken. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, and then from the shop at once, hundreds and thousands of features were brought. All engaged. In the courtyard of Gundicha Mandir, water was so much there. It was coming from the nali?
Drain.
Like current of a river. And everywhere water was given and it was cleared. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his own uttariya and he was clearing the singhasan of Thakurji. Thakurji means Jagannath Dev. Subhadra has a devil seat. He can clean all things everywhere, up and down, water giving here, there, and clean like his heart. This is called Gundicha Mandir. One Brahmin from Gaudiya, from Bengal, He took some pitcher of water of pitcher, and gave it in the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And quickly giving, and he took water and began to drink. Mahaprabhu became very angry. He told that, how this person? And he called Swarup Damodar, oh, your Gauriya Bhakta, he is insulting me and Thakurji in front of Thakur, and giving water in my feet and taking, this is the offense of Sri Jagannath Dev Subhadra. Why he is doing? Then Swarup Damodar took him and gave a slap here, and took him, and he took him out of the temple, and they told. There he told to that devotee, oh, you have done not wrong anything. I know. He is himself Jagannath Dev. You have done right. But, oh, Mahaprabhu wants to teach these lessons to others. That anyone should not tell anyone that he is God. Don't weep. Don't love anyone in the front of deities. Only you can do pranam to your Gurudev, not to anyone. But Mahaprabhu telling that, I am not God. A man is not God, I am simple man, human body. So why he did? Then he told that, oh, you should wait, again I will call you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, why? That nowadays so many gods are here and there. Like from seed, so many plants are coming. So in India and everywhere, we can see, oh, so many gods, like nowadays Guru. Oh, they are coming like what? Mahamari. Like kangaroo, everywhere, kangaroo, all coming. All are Guru, but none are Guru. Kangaroo. What they are? Kangaroo. Yes, very good word. Kangaroo. I've written anywhere, like the germs of flight, everywhere they are coming. They are cheaters, not Guru. They are not Bhagavan. In India, you can very easily discover so many gods, so many. Supreme personality of God. Someone Shankar, someone Ganesh, someone Saraswati, someone. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that it will come a day. So we should be very careful for this. What is this? If you want to worship Krishna in your heart, heart is like a singhasan, like a throne. If you want to keep Krishna and Radhika in your heart, you'll have to clear. First clear and then? But who will clear? Nityananda Prabhu may clear. Gurudev may clear. But something that you'll have to do. Guru will help you. That is okay. He has mercy to do. Very powerful. But something you will have to do, what is obeying, you must follow. Gurudev is giving something, that you should do this. Like Arjuna, Krishna told, Arjuna told what to Krishna? Shishyaste sadhima atmang prapannam. I have offered myself in your lotus feet. I will obey what you will tell. I will obey all your instructions. And then Krishna told him. And he was successful. So Guru can help you that you should follow this, obey me. And if any disciple is not obeying him, what will be? What Guru will tell? This is like an offense. Your desire to serve Krishna also will go away. So don't do like this. Try to obey. He told that, oh, daily you should chant. You should chant not less than 16. Even you can chant. And do your Guru Gayatri, Guru all Gayatri. Daily you should not. But any disciple coming, Gurudev, I am very weak. I cannot chant Gayatri mantra. When I am chanting, oh, headache comes. And I become sick. And my mind becomes upset. What should I do? What Gurudev will tell him? He can tell that you should go on, or your headache, your sickness, everything will go. What you will have to do? You must do. If you are not obeying, what he will do? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling here, and doing himself, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. Also Radha is in him, but Brahmi. We don't want to broom. We don't want to clear. What are these things? Unwanted things. First, offenses. Are big stones. To criticize Vaishnavas. Oh, not giving proper respect to Vaishnavas. Not having an association of high class Vaishnavas. Oh, something, then second comes. Guru Avagya, don't do. I know, Shastra tells that I know that a disciple will not offense Gurudev, but he may disobey. Don't disobey. But first is, offense is satang ninda. Don't criticize any Vaishnava. Never, never. Your kripa will be uprooted. So you should be. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first took so many Brahmi, and he took in his in his Uttariya. And he told that, oh, my request is that all the devotees should bring what they have brought. And they brought that, they saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so much and they have very little. At the time of brooming, Mahaprabhu is telling, oh, he knows very well. Eh? Oh, brooming very well. But actually he was not doing anything. Oh, you should teach all like you. And he becomes so much ashamed. So, we should follow this. What we have desires other than Krishna serving, we should take it and give it out of temple, out of heart. Heart is temple. And we should take out very don't offend any. And then kutinati, jivhinsan, kutinati, don't see your only one gain, worldly gain. For worldly gain, you should not destroy your transcendental gain. What is worldly gains? Money, praise, position, all these things. For this, we are not chanting so much more. We are not giving our energy in that Krishna transcendental services of Krishna. So it is like what? We get first preference making money. We have no faith on Krishna that Krishna will support us, nourish us, and he will bring all these things what we want. No faith. No faith that Krishna is himself Radha and Krishna. No faith at all. If you have faith, then you should do like that. So, all these things, anna abhilashita, this is like dust. We should try to remove all the dust. How? By our clothes. What is clothes? This is our endeavor. You should endeavor all these things. Guru will not come and broom in your... He may do. Krishna can do. But you will have to do something. Krishna will not come and he will tell that, oh, I am removing your lust. You will have to be careful for this. Anger. You will have to subside anger. All the good qualities. And after that Krishna will be merciful to you. All these positions also. So first we should do Gundicha Mandir Marjan. From Chaitanya Charitamrita you can read something.
Mic, please, microphone.
Today is Gundicha Mandir Marjan. Our heart is like temple. Or tomorrow Krishna will come. So today we should clear all these things. And tomorrow we will discuss on Rath Jatra, all these stories we will try to. Also, Gaur Govind Maharaj has written something. But we will tell from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Utkal Khanda Puran, from others, which are more authentic. So you should read 2-3 Gundicha where?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Now it is 8.
All the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears.
138. Teen kakar kuta lagila kudaite. के कतो कुड़ाए सब एकत्र करिब जार अल्प तार ठाई पीठा पाना लइब एई मत सब पूरी करिल सुधन निर्मल शीतल जल कैल निज जनो मन ओ 12 चैप्टर 131 आपने बसिया माझे आपन आर हाथे तीन कांकर कूटा लागी ला कुड़ाई था
हाँ and picked up all kinds of straw grains of sand and dirty things while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand he said I shall gather everyone's collections and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice. In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind.
When any purpose of this? Sital Kaila Jano Nijaman 133 Mahaprabhu made it very clear, oh, so much fresh, like his heart. Mahaprabhu himself telling that my mind, my heart is same. Aner man, man. More man Vrindavan. My heart is Vrindavan. So my heart and Vrindavan is same. So, his brooming, he is making clear all these things. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmat jnana pratam anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. all desires other than Krishna serving, we should try to finish. Jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, all should go away. Only one-pointed serving Krishna should be there. No problem at all. A problem, we should keep our feet on the heads of problems. Guru does not want to hear all these things. He wants that you should make clear. And where you cannot do, oh, I will do. So, today is now 8, time is over. From tomorrow, we will try to come more earlier and to...
Tomorrow also drama.
They should do.
Hare Krishna, for the kind attention.
Cholai, you know? Disciple. Gurudev told that bring a glass of water. Are you hearing? Yes, I am hearing. But he could not brought. Then he asked, oh, bring a glass of water. Hearing, yes. But he was not going to bring. Rital just told again, oh, why you are not bringing water? Because you told that you are hearing or not, only that. So I heard it. No need of telling so much. I am not deaf. I am hearing what you are telling. But this is not hearing. So you should hear like not like this. Oh, hearing, yes. You are singing, yes. No. If you are following, bringing water. If Gurudev is telling, oh, have you brought water? Yes. From where you are? Oh, I brought from this drain. Because this is also water. But it is not drinking water. And it was very cold day. And he brought what? Very cold water. Oh, this is not sevak. This is only bak. What meaning of bak? Only crane, standing one feet, leg. And what he is doing? He is not doing any austerities, but he is austerities for fishes only. Or he will see and, oh, like this. So try to hear, and if you are following, then so you can hear. You should, if any you are kirtan doing, also try to think its meaning, what is the meaning, and follow. Then your all problems will go away, you will be happy. There was a dog. He said, what doing? Oh, now he is careful. There was a dog. And he surrendered himself to his very powerful master. His master was very powerful, very rich, wealthy. And he has 2-3 guns, also pistol with him. Now, dog has nothing to do for his meal, his milk, his anything. He has no pocket at all. Dogs, those who have surrendered. And they have nothing to care for their meal, for their sleeping, for their anything. Nothing. When he goes to walk his master, he also goes with him. But in the way of very ferocious dogs, very bigger. What dogs? Hounds dog. Oh, they went to attack on that. But he is not fearing. Why? The master has some. And if they will come and attack, then what he will do? So he is jumping and also going to quarrel with them. Why? because he knows that his master is very powerful. So, anyone, if surrender to Krishna, he should know that Krishna is very powerful. Then he will be always happy. No problem is there. Life maintaining, also it depends on Krishna, because he has fully surrendered. So in all way, if any devotee is surrendered by the six limbs of Saranagati, why he should be worried for his maintenance and anything? Then he will cut off his pocket. He will cut off his all attachment to anything. But God, this dog is not fully surrendered. Oh, master had some chains. Why? Why he has chains? Though he is surrendered in so many things, but there is some defect. If he will lose his chain, and then he will, where he will run away? To beaches, sea dogs. And then he will forget his master and everything, and he will go there to enjoy. So master is very powerful and very clever and also very intelligent. That is why sometimes in the night he gets later that he will do guard of whole night. And he is not any time worry for his meal and all other things. But if he will give up his chain, then something wrong will come. Because he is not surrendered. But devotees are more superior than that. So devotees should be like that. His meal, his maintaining of life, about bhakti, everything he will depend on master. And master is not ordinary. So if you are surrendered soul, and if you are worried for your maintenance and for other things, then no Saranagat. If anyone is Saranagat to Krishna. But when anything, any trouble, any sickness, anything comes, and then, save me to other persons. Why is Krishna is so powerful? He can, dissolve all your problems. Then why to worry? So we should try to be like that. If any devotee like this, always chanting, remembering, he will be always happy. Jayatma samprasidati. If anyone is doing bhakti, he must be happy forever. Also what thing? He must be detached from worldly life because he has some taste. There is sugar cane and there is rasagolla, saturated with rush, high class of, and very good fragrant is there, very sweet. Everywhere saturated rush. Will he take sugar cane or he will take rasagolla? So, param drishtva nivartate. If anyone is practicing bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga means rasa, transcendental rasa. If he is testing that, why he will be attached to worldly things? Never. So we should try to realize all these things. If we are chanting, remembering, we are advancing in Krishna consciousness, we will be always happy. No problem. Detesting will come and you will be always happy. You are doing all things, but always very unhappy. Very unhappy. and no detachment is coming from worldly desires. Oh, you want to collect all these things which oh, nonsense and rascals can are collecting. Then what is this? No bhakti at all. You are cheating yourself and cheating your Gurudev and Krishna. But Krishna and Gurudev is not a thing to be cheated. There will be never, you will be cheated. So bhakti is like a current. Current must, it should not stop. Then it is not river. Always flowing, flowing, flowing. Always. Otherwise, the water will be rotten. So bhakti, oh, begins from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, all the decisions. And as much as it will develop, oh, all the qualities of Vaishnava will come, detachment will also come from worldly things, and you'll be much more happier. So these are the symptoms. So we should try it for. Today is car festival. What is car festival? Our heart is like car. And if you can pray Krishna that you should come and you can sit on in my heart, like gopis, they were praying to Krishna in Kurukshetra, you should come and sit in our heart. Heart is that Vrindavan. So, where is coming from this story or this upakhyan? I told you yesterday, gave a hint, that the king Indradyumna, his wife Gundicha, he heard from high class of devotees who were going here and there in all holy places. For one night they were there and they heard the glories of Neel Madhav. If anyone has darshan of Neel Madhav, oh, he must be liberated and he will go to Vaikuntha. King decided and he wanted to ask that where is the way, in what side, but in the meantime, in night they have left. So he could not ask whereabouts of that Neel Madhav. King decided to anyhow search and to go and to take darshan. His priest or the son of his priest, Vidyapati, very intelligent. And also he called his all officials, commanders, and divided them one side. One will go to east, another to west, south, north, east and north, and then southeast, like these four corners, up and down. So 10 directions he sent to all, and told that you should come within 3 months, discovering. And those who will really search and he will tell where about, oh, I should give him so much wealth and position. He sent his priest's son, Vidyapati, very young, very beautiful, having all the qualities, to east. East. Or from Madhya Pradesh to east side. They all started. After 3 months, all returned, but only Vidyapati. From east side, he never returned. He was worried. Anyone could not search him and know where about. What Vidyapati doing? He went and went and went. Up to ocean in east side. There, one day he was searching of Neel Madhav, where he is. When he was on the bank of ocean, a very beautiful palace on the bank of ocean. And oh, there was a mountain, so many flowers there, so many trees. The persons there, very high class of persons. Now, it was about to night. He wanted to stay in that village. He went to any person and told that, today in night, I want to rest anywhere. Oh, they told that. Our commander of this village, Vishwabasu, though he is like Sabarman Shudra, but he was very qualified person. So you can go, any person needy or any travelers, anyone, Atithi, guest comes, oh, he goes to his house. And he's very humble, very liberal. You must go there. He went there. He saw that the house owner was not there, but he's a very beautiful girl of 16, very beautiful. She was. She opened the door. Oh, you can wait for my father. My father is not here. He has gone outside anywhere. He will come and then he will arrange everything. So you should wait outside. He was waiting. After some time, after 2, 3, 4 hours, oh, the father of that girl came. A very beautiful, sweet fragrance was coming from his body. And some tilak was there, very beautiful. So fragrant that he was attracted. When he came and saw that there is a guest here, oh, he became shameful and told that, oh, excuse me, I made late. So now you can come. His girl also came, and they both took that quest inside the room, and they told that, oh, they arranged his meal and all things, beds and everything. He took his meal and he rested there, but thinking, from where this fragrance beautiful never I have felt in my whole life. And girl was so beautiful also. Girl was attached to this boy. He was so beautiful. And also he was of young age. So, her father told that, oh, you should take care of this young boy. He's very beautiful and qualified, and he's Brahmin by cause. Very intelligent. So you should take care. Next day, again in the morning, he went from where he has come. And he has told that his daughter that don't tell this fact to anyone. Keep it secret, very, very secret. He went, and next, oh, in evening, again he came, like very fresh, very fragrant again. After some time, oh, newly means Jankar, knowingly, he began to have so much love for that girl, knowingly. He was married, but he was knowingly, oh, so much affection for that girl. She was so much attached that he requested her father that I want to marry this young person. He allowed and he married his girl to this. Now he has become his son-in-law. One day, in secret, oh, this Vidyapati told to her, his wife, oh, I want to know where your father goes daily and how fragrant coming. So tell me. Oh, that I cannot tell. Oh, you cannot tell to me. You are one to me. You are non-different to me. You must tell, I am your husband, you know. Oh, then you will have to promise that you will have not to tell anyone. Oh, wife should not tell like this. Oh, he should not tell like this. I know you are very chaste wife. Then he was silent. Oh, I am telling, he is going to worship any deity. Can you tell what deity name? My father has forbidden me not to do. But yet I am telling because you are my husband. He is going to Neel Madhav. Oh, hearing the name, he became very happy. Oh, now some souls are to come. And he was having show, he began to show his love and affection all to that, his wife. And he showed such that she told everything. That my father goes in morning and comes in evening and again he goes. Then he told, can you tell me in what way he goes? So request your father that you should take your son in law with you. Oh, in evening, in night when his father returned, then he requested her, father, oh father, I want that you should take my husband with you to Neel Madhav. He wants to take only darshan. Oh, he was not ready. Then she told that I will take poison, I will die in front of him. Yes, you are not ready. It means I am not your daughter, lovely daughter. When she was ready to take poison, oh, these are the most powerful weapon of what, ladies? I will die. I will take poison. Oh, I will suicide. Then husband, what to? Oh, you can take my everything. This is most powerful. Then his father told that, no, I don't want that. You should die. So I will take him with me, but there is some condition that I will bind his eyes with black putty. Then, oh, he told the yes, you can bind putty, black putty here. And on bulla cart, oh, giving putty black, I took that his son-in-law with him. Oh, the wife was also very clever and also intelligent. She gave some oil sheet, master sheet, that keep it in your pocket. And now it is rainy season. And if you will keep one to hold away, after some time, plants of oil sheet will come and they will be in blossom, very yellow flowers, and very easily. He began to fall down. And his father never said, easily you can go there. No. You'll have not to ask from your father. And thus he did. He took some mustard oil seeds and one by one he began to fall down. And his father never knew. When they came, oh, don't sleep. Who is sleeping? Your side. Don't sleep. Oh, sit like this. Not like this. Sit. Open your always eyes. I have come from so far away to give all these things. And you don't want to, oh, take nectars. Then I will take my nectar and I will return from here. Don't do. Then what became? When he went there on the mountain, on the feet of mountain, a block cart was kept there. And then he took by hand on the hill, top of the hill. And when he went in the inside of temple, he took off his black putty. And he saw a very beautiful of Neel Madhav, four-handed, Sankh Chakra Gada Padma, but very beautiful. Only there was something that he has no flute, no pickup feather, not like Nanda Nandan. He was like Narayan. Narayan is not less beautiful, very beautiful. But Krishna is supermost. So he saw and became so much after. Began to weep. Oh, father told that, wait, I'm coming. I'm going to pick up some flowers and other things, paraphernalia. You should wait here. He was waiting and he went. And in the meantime, he saw that there is a very beautiful pond there. Lotus flowers in pond. Oh, bees are hammering. And some birds are singing so sweet. And there was a mango tree. And its branches was going on over the lake. And he saw that the crow was sleeping there on the branch of that tree. He was sleeping. And in sleeping he fell down in the pond, in the lake. And at once he left his body and became four-handed. And quickly Garuda came and took him in his back and went to Vaikunth. Oh, then why should I be here? He began to talk. Or he wanted to climb on the tree and to jump in lake and thus be four-handed and wanted to go to Vaikuntha. When he was doing an aerial voice came out, don't do like this. Don't. Or you will have to do so many things, important things, for whole world. So don't do like this. And in the meantime, his father came with so many flowers and so many things, and he came. Oh, why you are doing so? You should not do like this. This boy is now very much charmed with the glories of Neel Madhav. Then his father made chandan, all paraphernalia, and whole day he was worshipping and doing prayers and so many things. So they are called Daita. And he was Daitapati. Daita means all the villagers of that person, that village were Daita. Daita means very near to Krishna, very near and dear. And he was Daitapati, master of all, very near and dear. Being a Shudra, but serving in such a way, wholly, fully, surrendered, and always doing for Neel Madhav. When it was completed, he again gave patti. And then he came. Also Thakurji told that, oh, don't try to suicide or to be liberated and go to Vaikuntha. You should have patience. Everything will be done. And that father-in-law arrested him in his house. He cannot go anywhere. Thus he was like a jail, in jail. He told to her wife that you should help me. I want to come very soon. I promised my king. King wants to come with his whole family and to serve Neel Madhav. Please help me, you are my wife, my half. Then he gave permission that you can go. I will help you. Thus, anyhow, she made some plan and he came out of his jail and he proceeded towards from where he has come to king. It took 6 months or more than that. And then he returned. King became very happy. And he told, oh, Vichitra, oh, I will bring one pillow. some bed to you. You can sleep here. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Like this. All. Hari Bol, 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 Gaur Premananda. When sleepiness comes, oh, you can do long. By doing this, especially at the time of Harikatha, Maya comes and becomes so heavy in your eyelids, oh, as if thousand and thousand months of stones are there. Oh, you cannot. Maya is very powerful. So try to be very careful. If you are sitting like this, then this hand will come and you will be. And then what? Ha ha ha. And the feet will be up and you this. Very powerful. So you should be always. Then come with me. Now the king decided, I must go with my children, my wife, my whole kingdom, my wealth, my soldiers, my whole commanders and soldiers. And he proceeded. In 6 months he reached there. From where? From Swandipini Muni, where he used to live. Where? Ujjain, and that, from there to Puri, not Puri, from Puri about 100 miles more south. There, Kesha.
Is this woman was king of Ujjain?
Eh?
Is this woman was king of Ujjain?
Yes. Oh, very ancient. Very ancient. You are lucky. To see 400.
He left there. He's no more there.
So, the king started. And he came in 6 months there. But by miracle, he saw that. For there is no that hill, no village. It was covered with so much sands. Oh, more than 100 feet sand. Everywhere it was. Whole village was covered with. And that also hill, up to hill, everything was covered. No Nilmadho was there. Then he began to make fasting. He took some kushasan. Kushasan, you know? Kushasan. And facing ocean, oh, he said, now I will not take anything and I will die. If I have not taken the darshan of Nilmadhav, I came with my whole kingdom, whole wealth, wife and children, but no darshan of, oh, I must give up my life. Oh, Ariel, come, don't worry. Nilmadhav will not be give you darshan. But in four pieces, four forms, oh, you can see. But now wait. Oh, I am sending Brahma. With Brahma you should come to Vaikuntha. And there you can see, take the son of Nilmadhav. But Nilmadhav will not go to this world. his four parts, four manifestation may go. Quickly Brahma came and he took king with him and he went to Vaikunth. He saw a glance of Nilbhadav and he became very attached and began to weep. In the meantime Brahma told, oh, let us go. He will not go in this form, but he will go in four forms, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra and Chakra Sudarshan. So we should go there and wait for him. When he returned, in the meantime so many years passed. The whole world was changed. Oh. He has made a one, before going he made a very beautiful, very high temple. But now it was also covered and so many times the sands were taken off, but it became old. A new king came and he repaired and he declared that I am the builder of this temple. But when Indradyumna returned from there, oh, this is not yours. I have made this. I am the owner of this temple. You have repaired something. Then Brahma decided, no, he has done this temple. Eh? Kakbhushundi told. Kakbhushundi was there. So he told then, no, this king has done, you have repaired only. And then he became the master. They were waiting for the deities. Oh, one day the king was waiting with his wife. Though world was changed, but his wife was there by the mercy of Krishna. His children were. He has no child at all. Only his and wife. Then, he was waiting. Oh, he heard that at Chakratirtha, Bankim Muhana, in the somewhat north and east, there is a place, it is called Chakratirtha. So he heard that of very big trunks of a tree, red, marked like Sankha Chakra, chakra always everywhere, and it is appeared. He went with his soldiers and elephant, he tried very hard to take it out. But it was so heavy, the tree trunks, very heavy, he could not do. At last, Ariel came that you should bring that Vidyapati, your priest's son, and Daitapati, those he used to sharp Nilmadhav at first, and his daughter also. And they were brought with honor on chariot. And then that Daitapati and Vidyapati, his wife, began to pray to that log of that tree. Oh, please, you should, mercifully you should come in our chariot. And that did like this and very easily it came. And then it was brought to where there is now temple, near temple. Big sacrifice was done, and there I told that how that four vigrahas were done there. I have told. And that deity, in Ariel Bhas, they ordered king that you should make festival for 10 days, or from beginning today, from Nomi Nakon. From what day? Pratipada. From this day. And you should take this chariot where? Or in Gundicha Mandir. And we will be there for so many days. And then you should again. You should do so many festivals like Snan Yatra, Chandan Yatra, Hera Panchami, Chandan Yatra. And so many things. In Chandan Yatra, oh, his whole body is covered with Chandan for so many days. And then Snan Yatra, or in Narendra Sarovar, a very beautiful boat. And then, his deity, Madan Mohan, is brought there, and Nauka Bilas going there. So many things. After that, Snan Yatra, Parsan Yatra. He takes, he is done Abhishek, but thousand pitcher of water, or so many water from all holy places. And thus he takes so much bath that he becomes sick. And his stomach becomes loose. Loose motion comes. Then Lakshmi ji takes him in his palace, in her palace, and he closed the door for so many days, for 15 days. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot survive him, so he goes to Alvarnath. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? He becomes mad. He becomes so mad that when he went to Alvarnath, he touched the stones and they became melted. And where he did pranam, hands mark, head mark, all feet, or they came out in that stone piece. Still it is kept there. So this is called anavasar. Only Daita can serve at that time. No one. Who Daita? The family of Vishavasu Shabar. And that is called Daita. Malli. Especially, who will cook for Jagannath? There are two kinds. One coming from the dynasty of original Brahmin wife. Understand? From first wife coming. They will do archan and seva. And others, though came from Lalita, that is the daughter of that Vishwabhasu. They are called Supar. Supar. Supar means cooker. Though they are of very low class of, but Jagannath has accepted them. And only they can cook. Not less than, 100 months of rice and dal and so many things, various. And they will cook very easily and very fast, very soon. They have so much, they are so much expert, and there are so many, stoves. In one stove, at least 25 pitchers can be cooked. So they are expert. So they are doing. King told, Thakurji, I am serving you. I want a boon. What boon you want? I want that in my dynasty there should be no son nor daughter. I don't want any child. I don't want. I know that you will give, but I don't want. Why you don't want? They will quarrel for money. They will have no interest in serving. So much money will come and they will think that this property is mine. Jagannath is my property. Like nowadays, you are seeing in whole India, everywhere. These disciples of my Shiksha Guru also, they think, oh, this is my property. So I don't want that in my family, anyone should think that, oh, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra are my property, and all money, as a pranami coming, they will think that I am owner. And enjoy, they will begin to enjoy all these things. You know, nowadays, anyone goes to devotees and tells, give me some money to serve my Gurudev. I want to serve Thakurji, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. I want to serve Radha and Krishna, so donate something. And he gives. And what he does? Not a single percent he gives to Gurudev. Not he giving to Thakurji. What he? He keeps in pocket. And then he thinks that very safe bank that I make it. Switzerland you can go. Very best thing. No, I want to give it in India because I want to be in India. So can you tell me which is the safest bank in India where I can keep my money? Now he forgets that this money I collected for whom? Anyone can give it for you? Never. But now he. What will be the punishment? Krishna has no any hell life to give him. So he will have to create new, more suffering. So Krishna is somewhat worried that when and where I should make this hell, that they should be sent there. Very big problem for Krishna. So you should be always careful for this. Then bhakti will not come, because she knows that, he is very selfish. He wants to be master of his Gurudev and Krishna also. So he asked Boon that, I want that in my family, there should be no child at home. Who will tell that I am owner, I am the master of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and he will take any single piece from that. Always changing. There will only be a servant, they are called. Ki kala? Bola hai? No, Swarna. Like servant. Like trustee. What is trustee? To whom he can have trust that he is servant without any self-gain? He is called trustee. So there should be some trustees. The king of Odisha always trustee, and they have no child. After he, anyone comes who is selected there. They are not king. They cannot take any foreign person. And if they will take, they will be ruined. So he asked. Then he told that, the dynasty from the Vidyapati, first wife they will be priest, and the dynasty from the second wife will cook. And especially in 10 days of Rath Jatra, they will serve. No one can serve, only they. And then Rath Jatra, and we will speak more in evening. But I want that, Pan Maharaj, Aranya Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, she, knowing more than me. I have become old, so I may forget anything, but they will not forget. They will tell so much many things more than me, so you can be in their classes and discuss all this. There are so many teachings in this. So much teaching. I will tell you about Pratap Rudra Maharaj, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected him, and how he accepted again by his bhakti, and what was going on Sarup Damodar and Shivash Pandit, and Mahaprabhu was mediator. And he raised so many questions, and it was very, very good way. It was solved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if anyone hears this, whole Srimad Bhagavat will come. Whole essence of whole literature, Vedic literature will come. Love and affection will come. And thus your life will be successful. That is why my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he took everywhere this court festival, here and there. Because originally, in the beginning, we are only qualified to serve Jagannath. He is Patit Paman. So you should discuss all these things. And you should try to listen and to follow all these things. Very quickly you will be high class of devotee. There will be no doubt at all. Gaur Premanande. Namaste.